For the last 2 weeks, it looked like the Arizona legislature was finally making much-needed progress on repairing the state budget. But as Christopher Conover reports, a last-minute amendment from a Tucson lawmaker threatens to bring that momentum to a halt.
2 weeks ago, the Arizona Senate passed six bills designed to close the $1.5 billion shortfall in the current budget. That package of half-dozen bills included a number of increases in revenue. That means asking voters to approve a one-penny increase in the sales tax for 3 years, the sale of more state buildings, and putting off some payments until the next fiscal year. Even though the Senate quickly moved through the proposals, this week progress in the House was more methodical, taking up the bills one or two at a time. Unlike past proposals, the votes did not break down along party lines in the House, with both Republicans and Democrats voting for and against the bills. Representative Andy Biggs, a Republican, spoke against a plan to sell bonds backed up by the lottery. He said part of the bill reminded him of the novel 1984.
The drafters and proponents of this bill feel that it's necessary to put in, and I quote, this language, do not constitute a debt of the state. The bonds do not constitute a debt of the state. That, as George Orwell might have written, is, quote, undebt, close quote, simply because we're saying that borrowing money is not debt. Does not mean it's not so.
And the plan to sell off some state buildings and then lease them back for 20 years made no sense to Democratic Representative David Shapira.
The sale-leaseback issue is something that is an awful idea in this economy. We're going to sell one of our state's most valuable assets during a time when it's worth the least that it's been worth in years.
Even with the methodical nature of the House action, things were moving along. That is, until Wednesday, when the chamber took up a proposal to put off paying public schools and universities until the next fiscal year. The bill had bipartisan supporters, including Democratic Senator Linda Lopez of Tucson, who was a sponsor of the bill. But the proposal ran into trouble with Tucson Republican Representative Frank Antonori. He got an amendment passed that tied the enactment of delayed payments to the Senate's passage of a pet bill of the House Speaker's. That proposal deals with tax cuts and incentives for new job creation. The Senate president said he wouldn't touch that bill until the budget problem was solved. So Antonori's move set up a political power showdown between the House and Senate. Part of the problem was the legislature approved a special election for the increase in the state sales tax. That bill called the election for May 18th. But the election can't take place until 90 days after lawmakers wrapped up the special session, and Antonori's move put the end of the special session in jeopardy. That was particularly problematic because May 18th is 90 days from the middle of next week. So the Senate on Wednesday tried to end the special session without the education bill passing, but the House had already recessed for the day, making it impossible for the special session to adjourn. That made Senator Linda Gray ask the Senate president on Thursday what was going on.
Now, I'm wondering, why would that happen? And I guess the only thing I can figure out is because the 90-day date we're fastly coming upon, that if we do not sine die 90 days before the sales tax goes on the ballot, then we'll have to do this all over again and pick another date. So I'm just kind of wondering, is this a delay tactic to prevent the people from being able to vote on the sales tax?
Senate President Burns didn't answer. But a short time later, the House adjourned the special session, and the Senate quickly followed suit. That means that the election can go on as planned, and the education deferred payments are left in a legal limbo. In the meantime, the universities, which are slated to have $100 million put on hold, are left being forced to plan for the deferment, but not knowing whether or not it will actually come. Ernest Calderon, the head of the Arizona Board of Regents, says the universities are not pleased with the idea of rolling payments over until next year.
So when a business receives the notice that they're not going to be paid for 30 or 90 days, that business might pay the people it owes 30 or 90 days later. So you'll see some of that, where the universities will have to slow pay some of the vendors. You'll see the universities dip into whatever reserves they have. Some of the universities have more reserves than others. And you'll see that kind of belt tightening. We might be going without for 30 to 90 days. We, of course, will maintain instruction. We, of course, will try to, we will maintain the health and safety of our students.
So what will the universities do? Calderon says less money means a change in the way business is done on campus.
Some of the ways to make it a less costly path are to increase the number of transfer credit hours, for example, from community colleges. Give credit to for some courses that didn't receive credit in the past. Partner more. NAU is sharing a building up in Prescott Valley with the town of Prescott Valley and Yavapai College. The three entities are sharing a building. So sharing resources is probably the best way to do that. Online courses are very helpful. There's less cost there. Eventually, we'll come to a point, though, Bill, that we're going to need some financial input for bricks and mortar.
Now that the special session is adjourned, what they call sine die, lawmakers still have to fix part of the hole in this year's budget. However, when they finish that, their financial work is far from finished. They still must work on next year's spending plan, which has an even larger financial hole projected. If you'd like to learn more about the special session or any of the other legislative bills, you can go to our website, azpm.org/politics. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.